Joining me in the studio right now is our mayor, Greg Williamson. Greg, you may as well be my new co-host, hey? I've seen you a lot this week.
Look, I wouldn't mind doing that job, Rach, but I've got another one at the moment that's taking a fair amount of my time.
Yeah, you're a very busy man.
Oh, well, look, I'm not as busy as some of those guys at the front, guys and girls on the front end of all of this, and we got to take our hats off to
all
the Rural Fire Brigade. All of those volunteers, all of the people in the Queensland Police Service and the Queensland Fire and Emergency Services and the SES, just doing a tremendous job for us in our community at the moment. And they're getting reinforcements. The police are getting reinforcements today, so there's about another 28 extra police coming into Mackay. We're also getting about 20 people from the Department of Communities moving in to help with our traumatised communities here. And they're setting up shop at Mirani and Serena and one here in the Mackay City area.
So what do they do?
Well, they help the communities recover.
Right.
So we got a couple of traumatised communities in Serena Beach and of course, down there at Campwin Beach.
Uh-huh.
It was a terrible start to the day yesterday. Absolutely horrendous. And then, of course, we've also got communities at the top end of the valley. That's at Yungala and Crediton and up at Dalrymple Heights.
Yeah.
They can't go home yet.
Right.
So, you know, the road is still closed up there. And so we've still got a very close eye on those fire fronts up there, which have now merged, the Old Finch Hatton fire and the Dalrymple Heights fire. They've merged. And we've got, you know, communities on Serena Range that there's been a big fire there. All of that has eased overnight. And communities down at Carmilla and in El Bilby and Kabala for us. And so, look, there's a lot of people affected by this. And,
yeah.
And we're still not out of the woods, you know. We had a better night last night. The fire fronts all sort of were contained. They're not controlled yet. None of them are controlled yet, but they're contained. A better night last night allowed a lot of back burning, allowed a lot of firebreak work to happen. And hopefully today the weather looks like it's going to be a little bit better. But then on Saturday and Sunday, the Bureau tells us we're into the same sort of terrible conditions we've experienced Tuesday through Thursday. So, look, fires can start anywhere. As we've been saying, they're dynamic, they're fast moving when they do start, and they're totally unpredictable. So if you see anything, 000, and that gets the message straight onto the website that we have to look at. And if you want to keep up to date, you know, keep listening to the radio. You guys are doing an absolutely tremendous job, Rach. And keep listening to the radio and make sure you're up to date with what's on the council's website on our dashboard. The emergency dashboard has all the latest info.
Fantastic. Greg, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Great, Rach. Good to talk to you.